Actors often enjoy playing villains because they can abandon all restraint. You don't have to make the audience like you, just fear or loathe you. You can chew up the scenery and scream until you spit. You can shout all kinds of hideous things that heroes can't. But movie villains are usually fantasies. Dracula, Darth Vader, or Jack Palance as the evil gunslinger in Shane. How does an actor play the real-life person who is often considered the worst human being of all time? We sat down in a New York hotel room this week with the Swiss-German actor Bruno Ganz and asked,
"What is it like to play Adolf Hitler?"
Well, I was asked this several times, and I tried this morning to find out the new answer, so I thought it's somehow like skating on thin ice. Because, you know, underneath it's cold, dark, and death is waiting, and it's a strange experience.
Mr. Ganz plays Hitler in the film Downfall, which is opening this weekend and is nominated for the Oscar for Best Foreign Film. Downfall is the first German film to put the face and character of Adolf Hitler in the center of the story. Most of the movie is set in the underground bunker that Hitler and some of his generals, his mistress, Eva Braun, and his dog, Blondie, occupied in the final days of the Battle of Berlin. The film is based on the memoir of one of Hitler's secretaries, Traudl Jung. The historical image of Hitler is from newsreels, a madman shouting and fulminating. But his secretary saw a man who was shy, and kindly, at least to her. But taking dictation from him, she once put her fingers on the wrong keys. He sees the resulting typescript of gibberish. The man who exterminated millions merely looks down at a nervous girl and says, "Perhaps we should try again."
Ich würde sagen, das probieren wir gleich nochmal.
Bruno Ganz says,
You have to get as close as possible to Hitler, and that's quite an experience, yes. That's not easy.
Getting close to Hitler is also highly unpleasant, if I might put it that way. I mean, this is not getting to know just a conventional
bad guy. That's
guy.
Right, but it's also, if I might add, this is also interesting, I have to say so. People don't like to hear this, but it's true. It is interesting.
Well,
this
we can
is a
take
very
it.
Interesting what? Person. How did this average guy, as he seemed to be in the beginning, really seduce such a lot of people, and how the governments of the other European countries let him, they just let him do what he did? My central question was, how could he hate the Jews as much as he did? Let's say, as an actor to understand people, it's quite impossible to me or for me to understand somebody when it's just hate from my side. There is something like love, even to a person like Hitler.
Why has it taken 60 years for Germans to make a film about the most notorious German of all time? While American and British audiences have even been seeing Hitler lookalikes in comedies. Interestingly, there are some legal reasons. It is technically a violation of German law to display a swastika, give the stiff-arm Nazi salute, or even use Hitler's image. German lawmakers have been fearful about letting the symbols of Nazism survive to encourage neo-Nazis. And while exemptions are made for scholarship and works of art, Downfall's director, Oliver Hirschbiegel, explains that the story of Hitler's rise, rule, and crimes still makes Germans feel personally implicated.
Well, you see, the Germans, of course, were after the war, were completely aware about the guilt and the responsibility. We will have to deal with that probably till the end of time. We'll always be at least a diabolic nation of perpetrators. On the other side, the Germans have that tendency, they like very much to organize and store things away in cupboards, in, how do you call that?
Drawers.
In drawers. As someone who was born after the war, that was always a very unsatisfying attitude. Because I had so many questions. I mean, I was aware of the fact that the blood of the people who were responsible for doing these horrendous things was still, you know, flowing through my veins, and it still is. And I guess this wanting to be in a way comfortable or stay in a way comfortable with this horrible crime was a reason for not ever daring to depict Hitler as a human being. I always thought that was a mistake.
The production took advantage of the recent discovery of 7 minutes of tape, secretly made by a Finnish radio technician, of Adolf Hitler privately consulting with his generals in what sounds like a conversational tone of voice. No frothing denunciations or invective. Director Oliver Hirschbiegel says that he and his lead actors spent hours listening to that tape, eavesdropping, in a sense, on Adolf Hitler.
It's a very unsettling thing to sit in your car, drive around, and listen to Adolf Hitler just talking. Mm-hmm. Just like you and me talking about things.
And so he's really, I would say, completely relaxed. Mm-hmm. And it sounds completely different compared to that what you know usually from him. And you also, you understand that this was a guy who never, even if he is asking the other person in the room, what do you think, he never would listen to him. It's just monologue, monologue, monologue. He is speaking. Basta. Out. That's it. It's very interesting.
Mr. Gans, we interviewed Ben Kingsley a number of years ago. He was talking about playing Mahatma Gandhi. And he said that when he was shooting that film, he smokes. I hope I'm not giving away any secrets. And he said that Richard Attenborough, the director, had to persuade him to go into a trailer because you didn't want, when they were filming in India, you didn't want people seeing Mahatma Gandhi sitting in a folding chair smoking, even though, you know, obviously an actor, and we accept that premise. I just wonder, when you were portraying Adolf Hitler, if, I don't know, between takes, were you careful about who saw you? Or?
Yeah, that's, I was, I had 3 shooting days in St. Petersburg.
The makeup was in a city that was suffered greatly, obviously.
Yes.
During World War II.
There was a makeup trailer outside, parked on the street, and the former German Nazi embassy was our set. And so I had to cross the street and to walk for about 50 meters or something to get to the set. Mm-hmm. And I was, and this was my very first shooting day, and I was not really, I mean, I was a bit scared, but I wasn't really aware I didn't realize the distance, really. So I got outside of this trailer in full Hitler. I mean, I had the mustache, I had his hairs, I had his the uniform and so on. I started to walk, and then the way people looked at me, That was really scary. That was really dangerous.
For Oliver Hirschbiegel, the most unsettling days of filming Downfall occurred when he had to tell the story of Joseph and Magda Goebbels, who brought their 5 small children into Hitler's bunker during the worst of the bombing of Berlin, not to save their lives, but to poison them. They didn't want their children to grow up in a world without Hitler's National Socialism. Mr. Hirschbiegel says he had to make the 5 child actors understand the scene in which they're shown biting down on poison capsules without traumatizing them.
Of course, I explained the scenes to them. I explained what these people had done to their children. Mm-hmm. And I explained to them, we have to recreate that now. And it has to be as believable as possible to show the people, and that this must never happen again. And for them, it was fun, you know. Mm-hmm. And as a director, I had to take care that they never got the tense situation on the other side. And that was tough.
Yeah.
And I was dealing with a lot of tears there. And in the end of the day of shooting, I was dealing with my own tears, to my own surprise. I just couldn't take it anymore. My assistant director had to finish the day and do the last 2 setups. That was the most terrible shooting day I ever had.
By the end of filming, both actor and director found that they could best come to grips with how to portray Hitler if they saw him as a kind of actor. A fluorescent shell, says Oliver Hirschbiegel.
A lot of abilities, a lot of talents, like an actor, but with no content, complete emptiness. And that, in a way, for me, gets close to what this evil man must have been like, or how to explain this kind of evil and that will for destruction.
What Oliver said right now is, I think that's very good. It's true, there is where we would look for a heart or search a heart or a soul, or there is just emptiness.
Bruno Ganz, who plays Adolf Hitler, and Oliver Hirschbiegel, the director of Downfall. The German film is nominated for Best Foreign Film at the Academy Awards tomorrow night and is now opening across the United States. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.